This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Time now to get into EB's entertainment pitch.
That's right, KXEP. Mm-hmm. Driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager over there. You can check them out at BMWFairfax.com. They got new vehicles, lease vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, all that good stuff. Love BMW Fairfax. All right, so they just had the season finale of White Lotus, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Sunday night,
and today is what, Tuesday? I don't think this is a spoiler because it was cut out, but apparently there was supposed to be a shocking sex scene in the finale, Cakes. Did you hear about this?
Would we hear about it?
I don't know.
It's been reported.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Mike White, who our guy David Bernad referenced when he was in studio with us, the writer and creator of the series, revealed that Piper and Zion, do you know who those two characters are? Piper Ratliff and Zion Lindsay
were
originally supposed to have a surprising sex scene in the last episode.
Okay.
I guess Sarah Catherine Hook, which one does she play? I can't even tell.
She plays Piper, and then Zion is played by
Nicholas Duvernay.
He's the son of Belinda, who's an employee of the White Lotus.
They never accounted one another during the show. But according to White, Piper was supposed to lose her virginity to Zion.
Interesting.
White says he intended for Piper to have a realization while spending the night in the Buddhist monastery that she needed to have her sex for the first time and get this over with.
Got it. Because her brother, Saxon, is over-sexualized, super horny. Makes sense. He's a Schwarzenegger.
Yes, Saxon apparently mocked her about her lack of experience.
Correct.
Ultimately, White says he cut the scene from the script because it would have added 10 more minutes to the episode. And he said the vibe didn't fit in the middle of the plot, I guess, of... Should I say what the plot is?
No,
okay. But I don't see how it would have fit the story.
Yeah, he said it basically didn't fit.
Just like jamming in a sex scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is the girl, the actress in it that played the, I'm spacing the name of the movie,
okay,
but she played the daughter who was kidnapped for sex work.
Taken.
Isn't that the daughter? Isn't that actress in White Lotus?
I don't believe so.
She's not.
Which actress do you think she is in White Lotus?
I don't know the name of her. I'd have to look. But I saw a clip, and it looked just like her.
No, I don't believe she's a cast member.
She's not a cast member.
I did see a story of a very prominent actor who was apparently approached for either Walter Goggins' role or Sam Rockwell's role, then his schedule didn't fit. I think it would have been intriguing. Woody Harrelson. They were going to use Woody Harrelson in Goggins' role, and then he said, well, maybe he was going to be Rockwell's role because he didn't have much time.
I feel like he could have done either of those roles.
Do you know who Rockwell's real-life partner is?
Sam Rockwell. He's a really good actor. Who his real-life partner is. Is she famous?
She's on the show.
Oh, she is.
Leslie Bibb.
Leslie Bibb.
They're a real-life couple.
With the short haircut.
Yes.
Of the three women that are vacationing together. Cakes. I know way too much about the show.
Cakes, we might want to call Darren Revelle. I might have some memorabilia for him, okay?
And I might have some.
We might. Skinny. Right. Okay.
Okay,
just
I like
to give
it.
Him a heads up
I like
on
where
his
this
skinny.
Is going. I like where this is headed.
Now, this may actually be a bargain. One of Kurt Cobain's guitars is going up for auction, one that he smashed during the 1992 Nirvana European tour.
Okay.
The minimum bid is $30,000.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
But apparently, one of his smashed Fender Stratocasters from the 90s sold for over $500,000 in 2023. Another one that was smashed went for $500,000. And his 1969 Blue Mustang. Fender Mustang, so it's a guitar,
okay.
Sold for $4.5 million.
Man, wish I could find an old beat-up Kurt Cobain guitar lying around
somewhere.
So if
you could get this one for $30,000, it might be quite a bargain.
Well, let's pool our money. Now, that's the minimum bid. Like it sounds like it's going to
go for $100,000.
Yeah, it's going to go up into the several hundred thousand dollar range, if not more.
Right.
How much is your basic Fender Stratocaster go for?
I mean, I don't know much about guitar prices, but I would guess $1,000, $1,500.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
I think you can probably get a Fender Strat for $1,000 or $1,500, maybe the entry level model.
That sounds
about right.
I would have no idea.
I would guess less than that, but maybe you're right.
No, I mean, you could get like a cheap guitar for $200, but I don't think you're going to get a silly Fender Stratocaster. I wouldn't think.
I mean, it looks
like one for $699.
Yeah, you can get like a entry level for like $700. Mm.
All right, Cakes. Apparently, Valdez is all over it. They're the masters. Play the music. Their menu item has gained a new item, savory tomato pie.
Hmm.
Where do you stand on that, Cakes?
Tomato pie.
Hold on, wait
tomato
a second.
Pie.
Wasn't this debunked as a bit, or have I missed on something, Valdez?
Golf Weekly just did an article on it.
Some people, because
it's
a real thing. Because it was posted on April 1st, thought it was April Fool's Day prank.
So
that's not the case.
So tomato pie, some sort of like pastry shell stuffed with like tomato sauce? Is that the whole
thing? I'm trying to see. It's not your typical tomato sandwich. Think tomato sandwich means Hot Pocket. The pie comes in a rectangular shaped container designed to retain heat.
Is Jim Gaffigan selling them at Augusta? Hot Pockets, that whole bit?
Of course, they have their pimento cheese sandwiches, egg salad sandwiches,
the Masters Club.
I don't like the fact that they're shoving this on everybody because it looks like it's garbage, but everyone's just fawning over it because it's
new.
Master branded.
This is Fred Ridley checking in. We got a new menu item, Eric Bickle. It's called tomato pie.
Yeah. Tomato savory pie.
Savory tomato pie.
It looks like they stuffed ragu into a puff pastry.
Yeah. Weird.
Imagine getting that all over your $120 Peter Millar Masters shirt.
That means you have to go into the merch tent and buy another overpriced Masters polo. That's what that means.
Valdez. Look at a picture, though, of a tomato pie. It actually looks pretty good. Now,
you're
I don't love
it?
Tomatoes. They're okay.
Not a huge tomato
I don't have
guy.
A passion for tomatoes. I mean, I'll eat them on my salad.
When I go to, like, Subway or whatever, I never really add tomatoes. Do you?
I can't imagine.
Always.
You do?
Lettuce and tomatoes.
Tomatoes, a staple.
I had four things. Lettuce, spinach, green peppers. And what's my fourth?
Spinach. Spinach is okay, but
it's
basically
salad.
You do lettuce and spinach?
Yeah, I usually tell them I want all the greens.
Yeah, it's too much green.
I can't
walk. Cucumbers.
Imagine walking down D-Olive with a big hot tomato pie.
You just want to flex your name.
Please don't
you know?
Reference
it
is not
What's the name of the
pocket?
First hole?
T-Olive.
What's the name of the second hole?
Pink Dogwood.
What's the name of the third hole? You don't know them all.
Flowering Peach.
He knows
Flowering Crabapple. Magnolia? I don't know. I think those are the first five.
Wow, it's pretty good.
I might be able to name them all, but not in order.
Never ceases to amaze me.
They were doing a bit on SportsCenter this morning with the Masters food, and the pimento cheese sandwich goes for $1.50. Is that what it's famous for?
It's always
there's no way that's good.
Well, Valdez gave us pimento cheese sandwiches a few years ago when they did a whole Masters theme thing, and I hated it. But I have to say, my wife started buying pimento cheese about a year ago. Or did Drab do it? Who knows the difference? I mean, what, you guys are the same. my wife gave it, she started buying pimento cheese and just putting on crackers.
I have to say,
you're a fan now?
I've fallen in love with it. But
really?
But I didn't like it when you served it as a sandwich.
Hey, are you going to try the azalea? You should make yourself an azalea cocktail.
All right, what is that?
That's the official cocktail of the Masters.
That's hole 13, by the way.
Yeah.
What, azalea?
Yeah.
what is it? Is
it's, it like... it's a vodka drink.
All right.
And I think it has lemonade and maybe grenadine.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Lemonade, maybe, grenadine. Is it grenadine red?
Yes, yeah. Definitely red.
So, all right. I mean, I'm up
grenadine
for trying.
Also goes in a Shirley Temple.
I'm up for trying almost any alcoholic drink.
Sure. Who wouldn't?
I'm not against it.
You know how good a Dirty Shirley is? So delicious.
I've heard of a Dirty Shirley.
Just a Shirley Temple loaded with vodka.
Yeah.
It's one shot of vodka, yeah, one so shot good. Of grenadine, and a half a cup of lemonade. Topped with a lemon wedge and cherry garnish.
All right. I'm in.
How much are they selling those for down there?
All their concessions are cheap.
Pretty cheap.
The food
now, the
is
merch
cheap.
Isn't
I don't
cheap.
Know about
the merch is not cheap, but the food that you buy at Augusta is cheap.
I didn't buy any shirt. When I was there, I didn't buy any shirts or any of that stuff. It was way too expensive. I bought I bought a few cocktail glasses.
You should do it. Fred Ridley again. You should do what Matt Valdez does. He buys stuff from dead people on eBay.
Right.
That's his that's his specialty.
Have you stooped to go into like Goodwill? Are you one of those guys that would
do
that?
I go. If someone knew a hot Goodwill spot,
you would go.
I would go.
Thrift stores.
Yeah.
But you won't go to Marshall's.
No, I'd go to Marshall's.
You would. Oh. Yeah.
I heard the real insiders get the Augusta National gear, not Masters gear. They sell the Augusta stuff for like 6-8 months out of the year when no one else can go. And then for like the month before the Masters, they serve only Masters stuff.
Yeah.
So if you have Augusta National polo, you're a big silly.
I don't know anything about that.
You'll see that tomorrow.
What's the difference? What's
the difference? Logo's different.
What,
it's like it's the green one that you kind of see on the blazer.
Uh-huh.
And it's not just the yellow flag. It's like a green circle with the green Augusta logo on it.
I'll have to look it up. Tiger made some announcement. I guess he's going to partner with the Augusta somehow. And they're going to have like a learning center. And is he going to renovate a par 3 course there or something? The patch?
He's building one next to one of the munis.
A 9-holer.
Yeah.
It's at the patch.
Which will probably be cool. Yeah. He looked so weird when he was being interviewed. His eyes were all bloodshot. And he looked all puffy.
I'm not a tiger expert like you are, so I don't know.
I am a tiger expert.
You are.
But I couldn't figure out what drug he was on. He was on something, but he didn't slur his words, so it wasn't Buffalo Trace.
Hey, what if it was Pink Eye?
I mean, it could have been with this new girlfriend. That's what you're thinking.
It's very possible.
Maybe he's got
Tiger, wash your hands already, okay?
I mean, maybe.
We know where the Pink Eye comes from.
Right.
We're well aware.
Well, this is the first step in the Disneyfication of Augusta. That's what they're trying to do. Turning Augusta into a Disneyland for golfers.
I guess. I mean, it's just, again, it's,
yeah, the
Augusta is like Laurel. Like, literally, you're driving by.
George's edition of Laurel.
It's like porno stores and just like nothing, you know. They throw in a restaurant and then there's... The most incredible golf course in the world, right? In Laurel. It's like so bizarre.
You got to update. Yeah. There can't be porno stores anymore with the internet.
There are no more.
It's just like, you know.
Well, that was probably Orlando 40 years ago.
You're probably right.
Maybe.
They just turned it into a big
Orlando
silly.
Was a big dumpy swamp before Walt Disney said, we're going to make the world's biggest amusement park on this land.
Right. Now everybody
now
goes.
Now it's a huge tourist destination.
Right.
Not maybe. For Eric Bickle, but for a lot of people around the world.
I'll never step foot in Disney the rest of my life.
Well aware. Yeah. You'd rather go to Augusta.
Oh, my God.
A thousand times out of a thousand.
It's not even close.
None of you guys, though, have been to a round
I've just been to practice rounds.
No.
Yeah.
I've never been to Augusta.
I don't think I'd want to go to a round of...
Practice round is nice.
No. Yeah.
Get to mill around.
I kind of just want to walk the course.
You can bring your camera. Nobody gives you a hard time. You know, it's just a little more chill.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to actually see a round because you're only going to be able to see a few shots, a few holes. I want to watch every golfer, especially on a Sunday.
I went to the PGA Championship in Kiowa when Mickelson won. Mm-hmm. And that was supposed to be a limited attendance because it was in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. And South Carolina was the Wild West. You do whatever you wanted.
Did you like it?
Well, I think they let in more than the a limited 15,000.
See as much as you wanted.
They ran out of concessions. Yeah. So I think they allowed more than 15,000 in.
Yeah.
But following the leaders, even with 15,000, was hard to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been to a bunch. I've probably been to four or five different Ryder Cups. And it's true. It's kind of hard to keep track of what's going on. You know, there's just so much. You know, golf is hard, you know, because it's so spread out.
Right, you can only really see one shot.
You pick a few guys that's convenient to follow.
It's much better
or whatever,
on television.
Or a location. Yeah, it is more enjoyable to watch at home.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junks. We'll be right back on 106.7 The Fan. The Junkies text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order today, go to LidoPizza.com. Text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
EB, you've always said that you have no problem saying no when friends ask you to do something benevolent.
When anybody asks me to do anything.
Anybody asks you to do anything.
Actually, that's not true. Sometimes work asks me to do stuff, and I have no interest in doing it, but I do it just because it's work. No. You know,
okay, that's part of the job.
No.
So my buddy Jamal works for the Minnesota Vikings, and he asked me if I could do his son's fifth grade graduation ceremony.
Grade graduation.
There's a 0% chance I'd say yes to that.
I don't even know if they call it graduation. Don't they call it something different now?
Yeah, whatever.
Like you're
it is.
Moving on, what
you,
whatever.
What do you say?
Commencement?
To,
I don't know. What do they call it?
I don't even know.
There is.
I just
phrase,
have a hard time saying no, so I guess I agree to do it.
Why? Well, you're stupid.
He does say no. He doesn't say no to anything.
I know. I mean, why would you agree to it? Are you just so bored?
No, I'm definitely not bored, but it's a friend asking me for a favor.
He feels bad. He feels bad saying
he's doing a friend a solid.
Yeah. But I mean, I definitely don't love it, but first of all, he was asked by the principal, I guess. They're like, you work for an NFL team. Could you get somebody from the NFL? And he landed on me.
Yeah, they were hoping he could pull like Justin Jefferson or somebody selling.
I mean, you want to talk about D-list. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're doing it to fifth graders, so no one will know who you are. Yeah. They don't even know what radio is.
Right.
These guys don't even know what radio is.
Yeah, try to explain to them what radio is and watch their eyes.
I know Cakes gave a speech. He did a commencement speech at Magruder.
Yeah.
His son's
and he
high
just
school.
Reminded
I also
me.
Thought that was insanity.
He reminded
he pulled
me.
Pulled it off.
Well, it's
there
called
was,
a one and done. I'll never do it.
He reminded me. There was
way too much pressure.
He said that there was 1,000 people at his. Yeah. Mine's just going to be an elementary school.
It's
going to be like 60 people.
No pressure whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nothing burger, but it's something to do. And I would actually still feel some pressure because there are adults in the room.
Yeah, they're going to be teachers.
And if you bomb it, they're going
to
make fun
of
you.
What are you going to say to 100 fifth graders?
I doubt it's 100.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Chase
your dream.
One fifth grader.
Chase your dream. Fifth grader? Yeah. They didn't even know what it was.
I know. What do you suggest?
I don't know. Try Fruit Loops.
Yeah, fifth grader's dream is I want to be a Pokemon.
Yeah. I can't believe that you agreed to that.
I can.
I agreed to nothing.
Yeah, but if I say no, then I'm like a jerk to my friend.
You say, listen, this is what I just did. I say, listen, I really appreciate it, and I wish I could help you out, but I really don't do well in those situations. I'm not comfortable. Recommend my friend Lurch. He likes to do
that
stuff.
That's what you've done a bunch to me.
Bishbox. Yeah,
by the way, that's happened to me over the years.
And then they'll say, they'll send me the date. And I'll look at the date and go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah.
I got something going on.
I've got something scheduled.
Even if I don't.
I just say, listen, I'm not comfortable doing that kind of thing. It's not in my wheelhouse. But my buddy JP, he likes to do that stuff. He'll do anything.
I mean, I only usually do it like once a year. I'll say yes. I did your brother's
the Kaleidoscope event,
whatever it was called.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
Over at the Matha for the music program. They have a massive music program over there, and. You know, I don't know, 500 students involved in the program, like half the school. And
it was very impressive.
It's a massive event.
Yeah.
And they've had like James Brown MC it. They've had like Tony Perkins MC it.
And they stooped to me one year.
And of course, he's asked me. And I go, are you kidding? I would never, ever do that. Yeah. Ever. I won't even announce the swim meets or the, you know, I won't even get on. I won't never.
Nope.
Now, I did say no to this because I've been roped into the swim meet thing. If you're a parent of a swimmer in the summer, they need volunteers for everything.
Yeah.
Volunteer timers, everything, right? So I became the B meet announcer. And B meets are not as frequent, and you don't have to read everybody's name. It's like, it's a lot, it's actually an easier gig. They asked me this year because the A meet guy, his kid's going to graduate.
Right.
Stepping down. They said, could you. Could you do the A meets, or do you want to sit with him this year? Like, he's going to mentor me.
Are you kidding?
And I said, no, I'm okay. I'll just stick with the B
meets.
That's
a debacle.
Yeah, you need to get out of that hustle, dude.
But I'm not a Mike Wise type. Like, there's no, it's just meat and potatoes.
Mike Wise, now he's
I don't dress up as Batman.
Where does Mike live now? You said Columbia?
I don't know.
I thought you said Panama.
I know it's Mexico.
Yeah, I think it's Panama. He was in Mexico City for a while.
Mike was a member of my pool for a couple of years, and Mike would get into it, and Mike loves doing shtick. And Mike would wear like a cape.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he likes doing it.
I'm mean potatoes. The only thing that I do is I do play music between.
Oh, I would. Yeah. I mean, I just would never. I don't even like to play charity golf tournaments. I play like one or two because. Squirrel's got me playing in his. I told him, I don't want to play in it. I don't want to pay.
Come on, EB. You got to play.
So
I'll pay for you.
I literally am playing in it only because he's my friend.
Right.
But I'm not paying until the day of the event.
That's your protest.
Yeah. I'm not paying until the day of the event because I resent it.
And you're bitching and moaning.
Because I don't want to play it.
Every day leading
up
to it.
I don't want to play it.
So you're kind of like him. You can't say no to him.
Well,
you can't say no to Glenn.
That's a close friend. That's not like a random friend. I mean, Jamal, maybe he's a great friend.
That's not a random friend. I mean, he's been a friend of mine for 15 years.
I mean, he's probably a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
But he won't say no to anybody.
Yeah. I will say no to some people.
I mean, if I
said no to coaching basketball this season.
Okay.
I was recruited to coach basketball. I passed.
Yeah.
But it's hard sometimes when it's
the last year or two I coached basketball. Literally ruined my life because we were going in for the slaughter every set. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, yes.
I hated it. I don't like losing like
right.
that. We were just losing. The kids were terrible. You know, I'm sure I wasn't great, but it's just I hated it. It made me hate basketball. You know, I just. Do you like just going in there and just knowing you're going to get your ass
taken
a
beating? No, it's not fun.
Just taking a beat down?
No, it sucks.
It's been a long time since I coached and just took a beating. I mean, immediately when I think about taking a beating, I do think about like our days playing basketball together.
A lot of beatings in Minnesota.
Coach Neal took beatings.
To those teams.
Right. When we played all the Hills.
I mean, if I were him, yes. I would have been slugging Coors Lights.
Silver Hill.
During the practices.
Silver Hill, Landover Hill.
Landover Hill.
We always go over there. It's an infamous story.
We just take the beat down. His kids are dunking. We had a kid didn't even like his armpits to show because he had hair on his armpits.
I'm disappointed. You should have just told Squirrel no. I mean, if you really don't. What's the charity? What is he? Curing cancer?
It's like his kid's baseball team or something. I mean,
that's hardly a real charity. That's not even a charity. It's just a fundraiser.
I don't know. I don't
that
want
sounds
anything.
Like a racket.
I don't want anything to do with it, but he's my friend.
Have they ever heard of car washes?
Did you pose it to him? I'll pay for it, but I'm not going to play in the event.
No, but that might be my next.
For a guy who plays golf,
what happened to Joe Corby Pizza?
But for a guy who plays golf all the time, why do you hate it so much?
I don't know. I like to just
because you probably would be in a group with your friends.
No, this will be with my friends. So it'll be fun. But
charity's different. Charity team.
It's just like an all day thing, and it's just
takes forever. It'd be a 6-hour round.
It's not really like my thing. I like to just kind of play and you know suffer my own misery.
I don't play in a ton of charity golf tournaments, but I did one last year, and I've done the Purple Heart a bunch.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not terrible. You just play golf with your friends.
It's a thing for me. I don't know.
Tell those kids to go get a coupon card and go door to door like everyone else did.
Yeah, and earn their coupon.
What a racket.
I don't know. I don't
have a bunch of rich guys pay for our tournament schedule.
Listen, I'm going to pay them on the last day.
So pass.
We're actually looking for a fourth, and I go, well, if we got Valdez, we would win the event. It's a guarantee we'd win the event.
Good but prizes.
I'm sure.
Hey, I'd take that 50-50, shove it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Valdez don't pay
give
either.
Give it back.
But I said, Valdez, I'm going to pay. I'm okay.
Matt won't say this, but Matt doesn't talk to somebody anymore who made him pay one time.
Made him pay for an event?
Yeah, and didn't tell him.
Really?
Oh, really?
I'm intrigued to know who
he's
this
not
is.
Your friend. Hold on, you're not friends anymore?
I'm whoring him.
We're friends. We're still friends.
But not there's the
friction.
Same.
There's
but
definitely
the
friction
same.
There.
I got invited to be a part of this foursome for a
Was
charity.
It at a super swanky place?
It wasn't super swanky, it was a country club.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not like the elite of the elite.
Mm-hmm.
But I got asked to play, and he said, yeah, come on out. Yeah, we all like wore the same kind of clothing and everything.
Right,
we had an all team,
thing.
Whatever.
Then you had
I walk in there, and he goes, "Yeah, just registration." I walk up to the registration. The guy goes, "Yeah, that's $175."
Right,
right.
And I said, "What?"
You're like, "I thought I was on Scully."
Yeah.
What's happening here?
This one's way more than that.
Really,
really. I mean, more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the damage?
Probably 250.
I know something like that.
By the end of us running the Craig Walden tournament, it seemed like that price kept going up
every year.
It was sure. Like, let's just add another $25
that
per
one,
person.
I was super proud because we raised money for like Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
You know, not.
Yeah, but it was always
that was
Jake
hard
and I
to do.
Doing the live auctions.
Yeah.
And after a while,
see, we couldn't say no.
We're using blood from a stone.
How many charity auctions did I do? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, probably
zero.
Zippy.
Yeah.
No, we would never do that.
Yeah.
We would get the auction items.
Right.
Provided for.
Oh, I hated asking people for auction.
I know. It's,
well, Jason and I emceed the Cal Ripken event for our pal John Maroon.
Are you guys doing that again?
Well, the next year,
they
Jason
never invited you
Jason
back.
Well, it was on a Thursday.
No, like, I did it the next year with his son. Because
yeah,
Jason bowed
son.
Out.
His son is now doing
well,
like.
Well, yeah, because it was in Annapolis on a Thursday night. We were up down there till like midnight.
I think it's Ryan Ripken,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I think
yes.
Ryan and some other dude are doing like. Whiskey tastings or something, like YouTube special. Have you seen that? They're going around Baltimore and they're finding like the best places that serve old fashions or something.
That sounds like a good gig.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get viral.
Everybody's got to hustle.
Yep. Everybody's got to find your niche.
Cal Ripken's thing was cool, though, because Eddie Murray was there.
Guys, yeah.
Brady Anderson was there. Yeah. BJ Surhoff was there.
Were they pounded drinks?
Larry Sheets was there.
Larry Sheets
was there. His son's a stud.
Don't waste my time.
Well, Pat Sajak was there.
Right.
Am I missing some guys? I'm sure I am, but that was pretty cool. And the property was unbelievable.
I think Jonathan Ogden.
Ogden was there. Yeah.
Or maybe that was the next year I went with Stumper.
You didn't have to MC the next year?
No, I did. I emceed it with Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, because Lurch MCing. You didn't want to do it.
Because Lurch bailed.
You bailed.
But then I think I got demoted because I think they just used Ryan.
That's fine. It's all, you're fine with that. All right, whether you're heading back to the office or planning a much-needed upgrade, PVI Office Furniture, they've got everything you need to take your workspace to the next level. They've got you covered with an unbeatable selection of desks, chairs, and accessories designed to fit any budget. Mention us, the Junks, to score 15% off your in-store purchase. Make your move today. Head over to PVI Office Furniture and transform your office into the MVP of your career. PVI Office Furniture, where great workspaces are built. Visit PVI.com because business grows with PVI. So last night I tweeted out at Money Metal Cakes a picture of what I believe to be the worst parking lot in all of Montgomery County. So I went to pick up some food last night for dinner.
Okay.
And I know this parking lot is so infamous that I can't even park in it. Like I have to park in the lot next to it and walk over to this little strip plaza because it is.
I like that business.
Yeah, yeah. I like it too.
Yeah. But it's terrible.
Is it on the corner of Georgia and Muncaster?
It's on. It's right up from that. It's like an eighth of a mile up from that. It's on the corner of Georgia and
it's a terrible
Norbeck?
Lot.
Yeah. Norbeck Road.
No idea where that is. But is it a terrible lot because of how small
it's just
it is?
Narrow.
It's small. It's cramped. It's hard to get around the corner if two cars are trying to like negotiate the corner at some point. And I think what's really set it off is in the last few years, a dispensary has opened in this, like at the other end of the strip plaza.
Always crowded.
It's
a lot of people have glaucoma.
It's like going to Costco.
A lot of people, definitely have glaucoma that make that. I I will go the rest of my life without parking in that lot. I just know that it's too much of a fiasco. I would rather just park up at the, it's like a zombie hardware store. I think the guy who ran the hardware store in the corner, like, literally had a health issue 5 years ago, and he taped a note on the door and said, having health issues, I'll be back when I'm feeling better. Apparently, he's not feeling better. There's still merchandise in the store.
And it's still closed?
It's just closed. It's
You're
like
kidding.
A zombie storefront.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's weird.
That's very weird.
But, like, that's where I park and then walk over to the strip plaza to pick up food. Because
I saw your tweet, and a lot of people agreed with you.
Parking lot. Like, I just can't do it.
Right? Nobody really disagreed with you
no,
in
everybody
your comments.
Said it's,
I saw our pal Pete Haley chimed
it's
in.
It's a clown show over there, and I just can't be party to
I go there oftentimes like at 11 a.m., right when it opens, because I hit up a Euro.
Yeah.
Because that's close to the golf course.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah. But like at dinner time, like at 5:30 or 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I mean. I think I've gone there at dinner time to pick up a couple, maybe to bring home or something, and it's a nightmare.
You'd have to be an insane person to go and park your car. Because not only is it cramped, you have your row of cars here and then that are parked this way, and then they have spots for cars behind them.
I think I've been there once.
So everybody's like.
Right, some people are parallel parking, so if you were going to back out your car, you don't have that much space to back out, right?
It's a three-ring circus.
Is it also, does it also have kind of a road behind a snake to like the main road?
Yeah.
I think I've been there once.
There's a weird like used car lot there. There's just a lot of weird stuff happening on that corner.
But you have a parking fixation.
I don't know about fixation.
Well, it's got to be convenient.
He thinks about parking more than most people. Like,
I think
parking
a lot
is huge for him when he goes to any event.
As soon as I got tickets for the Ovi game, I was like, now I got to get parking. I got to figure out my parking
situation.
Well,
you got to think about that.
Especially in a place that I've never been to before. Like, if I've never been there, then I'm going to be really vigilant.
But even back in the day when, you know, generally it was four of us after we used to do the show in Fairfax, Brett and CK and Cakes and I would go grab lunch.
Go get Subway.
He would get joned on because he never would park right by the spot. He would always park about like eight spots down where there were no cars around him.
Where there was less people.
Yeah, I like to be far away from people. I'm not a lazy vulture parker. I'm not going to circle around a lot just to get the closest spot.
I'm with you.
Like, I'd rather park further out and just walk.
I do that too.
Well, yeah, because it's more convenient just to get the hell out of there.
But sometimes there would be spots directly in front of
but I don't
whatever
get
restaurant
some of
we were going
whoever
to.
Builds and designs these structures, these plazas with the lots. I don't understand what they're thinking sometimes. Because there's a place I love to go to. Mm-hmm. The lot is terrible.
Yeah.
And you never get a spot right next to the restaurant. You got to park, you know, a couple hundred yards away.
Maybe that's a new side hustle for me. Parking.
I mean, it's poor design.
Consultant.
It's poor design.
Maybe it could be lucrative.
Yeah, but they're just trying to jam in as many people. Like, I run into Chief Manger from time to time.
He's a
Chief
big Manger. He's a big silly in
he
Montgomery
is a big
County.
Silly. And I'll see him in Falls Grove.
Yeah.
And they have a parking lot, too, where the spaces are really tight.
Yeah.
And then when you pull out, you got to be super careful because there's not that much space. Like, they just tried to jam extra spaces in. You know, like, some parking spaces will have the double lines in between.
Sure.
Big time separation between cars. If you don't have that, sometimes cars are right next to each other.
Man, Chief Manger's got a big-ass building named after him in MoCo, too.
Yeah, drive by that
big
all
one.
The time.
I think it's like a public safety building.
Yep.
It's got his name right out in front.
On
right
Darnestown
out on the
Road.
I was thinking about
such a big silly.
We ever get a street like a real street name? I don't think we are. I think we're
I don't. I mean, why would you?
Because they're all taken. Like,
why would we get a street named after us?
I don't know. Being silly.
I mean, that'd be great. I think the closest we got is the
fake sign.
Like a fake, you know, a fake buoy street sign.
For some reason, I was thinking about that this morning.
Slam.
Councilman Turner sent us that one.
He did. Yeah.
I don't even know where it is anymore. It used to be right
here. Is he still a buoy councilman?
No idea.
I don't know if that sign made the studio purge.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm
it did.
Sure.
Somebody from Monumental took it.
It was a very nice gesture, but it could be in a landfill at this point.
So, Jason, what are you going to do now? There's no more college hoops. What are you going to get locked in on baseball? Day baseball every day?
I want the Stanley Cup playoffs to start tomorrow.
Oh, so you can start betting? Or?
Yeah, I'll bet on that, even though I know nothing about the teams besides the Caps a little bit.
So how do you bet that when you don't even know? Do you have like a hockey? What happened to your hockey guy?
I still talk to him. Yeah. I'll email him.
It's kind of nubby, and maybe they're just slow on the trigger. When you go to ESPN.com right now, they have the their logo and then like eight tabs for all the current sports.
Right.
NFL, NHL, NCAA football, NBA, NCAA men, mm-hmm. NCAA women, soccer, and then the dreaded
More Sports.
More Sports tab. You have to go to the More Sports tab to get Major League Baseball scores. That's nubby.
By the way, that's customized. It's customized. It's AI on your preferences.
Oh, yeah.
Mine goes NFL cakes, NFL, yeah. NBA, MLB, and I have UFC on mine.
That is wild.
That's AI. They know cakes never looks at baseball.
So
that's just custom made for whoever's
banner is.
That's pretty smart.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you can. So give me your preferences again.
NFL,
all right.
NHL.
See, my second is NBA.
NCAA football.
My third is MLB.
NBA.
Okay.
NCAA men.
My fourth is NHL. Then I've got NCAA football.
NCAA women. Soccer cakes.
UFC.
And then more sports.
Hold on. What other sites do that? Where their little banner
Well, you
thing?
Might actually customize it. At some point, there might have been an entry thing where it says, click on the sports you like.
I don't know, but
I think it's just whatever you do the most, most recent.
That makes sense to me, but I didn't realize
But I don't believe that's the case because there's cricket on mine. And there's NHL and college hoops.
On your top banner?
Is in More Sports. See, look. Okay. Crickets right there. See that?
That's weird.
All right. More Sports. I don't believe that's the...
Grab, what's going
unless
on?
I think generally, I don't know why you have cricket. Yeah, maybe you clicked on a button accidentally.
Yeah, because I have soccer. No way. Like it's my fourth one.
Well, but you're probably checking Messi back in the day.
Yeah. Maybe a long time ago. But it has PGA Tour right before More Sports.
I don't have PGA Tour.
Can
I'm
you
telling
add
you,
to this?
Customizing it.
I just
yeah, you can reorder them.
I need to get cricket off of my line.
Get out of your line.
Why is cricket on?
Are there other sites that do this?
I don't
know.
CBS probably does.
The banner is.
Are we sounding like a driver? You're looking at like we're a bunch of boomers
over
here.
Dude, it's just like your news is customized to what you look at.
I understand that part.
Well, ESPN's doing the same thing.
I didn't think that they were doing like the little things you click.
I mean, they have Major League Baseball in the same column.
The categories.
I know, but it nailed you that you don't really follow MLB.
Yeah, but I mean.
And it nailed him. You didn't have PGA Tour, but he did.
When am I clicking on soccer results?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Like, never.
All right, well, maybe the sixth sport. Whatever
maybe
it is.
Maybe it's just random.
It's random if you don't click on it. But I think probably at some point you might have clicked your preferences. Because I know on ESPN you can click your team preferences, and then you'll get that in your scoreboard.
All right. I'm just going to reorder the sports.
Hey, speaking of ESPN.com, we got to give a shout-out to our tourney winner. We said that he'd be paid in ADs.
Oh,
I can't believe this is the guy's username. It's Venmo at TA_89.
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, what a smart man.
Smart dude.
Second place was Open Line Thursday.
Yeah, he beat Open Line Thursday.
Wasn't his bracket like 99.9%?
Yeah.
Silly. That's pretty impressive.
One of my friend's Carrie, she finished fifth.
Sick.
I think she finished fifth.
Nice.
I finished tied for 199th. My bracket stunk.
I was 35th.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, congrats. Check out the dude's Venmo. Yep. Send him a few pennies.
All right, we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next.